Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of February 2020. Supreme Court has upheld the order of National Company Law Tribunal which cancelled the mortgages made by JP Infratech Limited to secure the debts of its holding company Jay Prakash Associates Limited. The court has held that a person having only security interest over the property of the corporate debtor cannot be regarded as its financial creditor. Delhi High Court has disposed of comedian and activist Kunal Kamra's plea challenging his travel ban, directing the Directorate General of Civil Aviation to consider the said petition as representation before it, and deal with the same within 8 weeks. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has held that the payments made by the cab owners which are in the nature of reimbursement of vehicle expenses to the assessee cannot be treated as payment subject to tax deducted at source, TDS, under Section 194 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that the wife is eligible for deduction under Section 54 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 for the investment in a house in the name of her husband. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has ruled that income from cloud hosting services not taxable under the head royalty within the meaning of Explanation 2, to Clause 6, of Subsection 1, of Section 9 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has granted relief to Cafe Coffee Day and held that foreign exchange loss due to the reinstatement of the accounts at the end of the financial year as well as loss incurred on account of exchange fluctuation on repayment of borrowings is similar to the interest expenditure and it is to be allowed as revenue expenditure under Section 37 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Delhi High Court has said that it would not allow a repeat of the 1984 anti-Sikh riots and has directed the Delhi Police Special Commissioner to take action against four Bharatiya Janata Party (BJP) leaders for speeches which had the potential to disturb communal harmony. Delhi High Court has held that the changeability of the activity on facilitating land and other related activities to attract service tax under the head real estate agent. The court further observed that when the Finance Act, 1994 levies service tax, it only levies service tax on those activities which are for providing services and it does not provide for levy of service tax on an indivisible transaction. Allahabad High Court has refused to entertain a writ petition of an applicant who consistently evaded summons of goods and services tax, GST. Intelligence as the court believed that consistent absence was a sign of disinterest to cooperate with the revenue department. Allahabad High Court has stayed a lower court's order to proceed with the hearing of a case related to the Kashi Vishwanath Temple Jayanvapi Masjid dispute. Karnataka High Court has summoned the office bearers of the Hubli Bar Association in the hearing of a petition filed against the resolution passed by the association deciding that none of its members would represent the three Kashmiri students, booked for sedition. Kerala High Court has banned all forms of agitation by students' groups in schools and colleges that disrupt the functioning of educational institutions. Guwahati High Court has asked the central government for fresh consideration by examining the aspect as to whether the order of moratorium of the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, also covers the proceeding pending before the Goods and Services Tax, GST, authorities under the Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. National Company Law Tribunal, Chandigarh has approved the merger of GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, consumer with Hindustan Unilever, HUL. Securities and Exchange Board of India has allowed investors to directly use the infrastructure of stock exchanges to purchase and redeem units directly from asset management companies to increase access to direct schemes of mutual funds. Securities and Exchange Board of India has imposed a penalty of 10 lakhs rupees on Muthoot to mini financiers for issuing misleading advertisements related to raising of 100 crore rupees via secured, redeemable, non-convertible debentures.